95 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I hate Monday. I hate getting back into it. You know, the first thing when I come in here every Monday, the digital recorder is set on the last thing that we played.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Which is always...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
The Weeknd.
Now, that's the greatest.
Right. That is great.
Moment in time, just hearing that makes me happy.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Weeknd.
But you can't have the Weekend without a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
When are we going to get this 4-day work week?
I don't know. That would be great.
We need to make that happen. Come on, America.
That would be great.
Stay home on Mondays. Let's do it.
Let's talk about today's show. Give me five is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
I think somebody is going to like it. It's songs with the word somebody in the title.
All right. Somebody.
Somebody somewhere.
4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about life hacks.
Oh, good.
I have two of them.
Do you?
That are brilliant, if I say so myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're pretty great.
We'll be the judge of that.
And nobody wants to listen.
Well, we will.
It's odd. One of them, some people will. On the other one, everyone, I think they agree that it's a good idea, but would never do it.
Don't you hate that? There's a few things, like in radio. I mean, for years now, I've been talking to people that have the big jobs, that make the big decisions. I'm like, why don't we do things this way? And they always go, you're right.
That's a great idea.
And then they never do. Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Why?
That's true. I don't know. People are dumb.
Oh, yeah. Fact.
And the next door app weekend update.
Ah, sweet.
On the way on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I see that one American dollar is on the menu for later today.
That is correct.
I'm going to win me a buck, man.
That's possible.
I might be able to get a bus ride home.
It's possible that you might win a dollar.
Hot damn.
It's true. It's
warm
also possible
darn.
You might win.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know. Listen, we appreciate everybody who sends us stories.
Yes.
Because we use a tremendous amount of them.
Very much so.
And we have our regulars who send us stuff all the time.
Yeah, we got Raul and we got Scott and we got Kirk.
Right.
Very cool humans. Thank
and
you guys.
Holby in Newport Beach, unfortunately, sent me something on purpose because he knows it's been my childhood nightmare.
Oh, are we talking snake in the toilet?
In the toilet.
No, not again.
I've always been scared out of my mind of that. And he sent me one that is a 12-foot python.
Oh, I did see this. Oh, yeah.
Coming up out of the toilet.
It's unbelievable. Let me ask you, when did you first have this fear? And what the hell got it started?
I don't remember. I just remember since as far as I can remember... Sitting down on a toilet, you're in a pretty vulnerable position if there's something that might bite you
right,
in there.
Right.
That seems bad.
Well, I never even thought of it, I think, until we started doing this little show, Graham, and you talked about
really?
It. I don't think I'd ever even thought about it.
I thought about it all the time.
Wow.
And I would have to fight it. I would have to go, that's ridiculous. Shut up.
And then for years, you didn't really hear anything, right? And then all of a sudden, now it's everywhere all
there's
the time.
There's been a lot of stories.
So what's this one?
This particular one is a 12-foot python.
Right.
It's in Thailand.
Right.
And they had to call out the experts to pull it out.
They have snake in a toilet experts
they
now?
They have snake experts, yes. And they had these little long grippy tools that could get its neck so that it could control it.
Right.
And the guy went in there and started pulling as hard as he could on the snake.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get the snake body out of the toilet.
No, because it's all wrapped around the pipes and stuff. No. I mean, the toilet started coming off the ground.
So then they got rid of the water and they knocked the toilet over in the bathroom. So now the toilet is completely knocked over and you can see the, what is it? 3-inch thick snake,
yeah,
going out of the toilet and down into the pipes.
Down into the pipe. There's that grotesque snake body going from the toilet into the ground.
And then they have to, and I had to watch this many times, and it just is the worst.
Yeah, why do you do that?
I don't know. Just don't send it to me. I don't appreciate it.
Do you have nightmares about it now? Have you ever had one where you woke up and you're like, damn?
No. Ooh. I've never had a nightmare about it, which is good.
You will.
It's just waking mares.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Waking mares.
So they tip over the toilet.
Right.
The guy finally gets the tail out, and it's trying to grab onto whatever it can. I was like, dude, your foot, move.
It wants to wrap around itself, make a new home.
And then they carry it outside the house. Its head still in the toilet.
Yep.
So the front guy has the toilet with a head in it.
Yep.
And the back guy has the back end of the snake.
Now you're a next door neighbor. You're thinking, well, these guys are just horsing around. They're making some wacky video. That's not a real snake. There's no way.
Well, this is Thailand. I don't think that.
But I mean, like, to the point,
way.
If I were the homeowner and this is going on, I'd be like, don't bother with this. Just blow up the house. You can just blow it up.
Burn it to the ground.
Because I'm never going back in there.
And the end of it was the most troubling part. Yeah. And that's that they just put it in a bag to relocate it someplace safe.
Someone else's toilet.
So it can come back in someone else's toilet.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sending us stuff, but stop sending us. People Are Dumb on the way. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Right now, it's time for Next Door App Weekend Update.
These are amazing. What a waste of a great idea, Next Door App.
I'm going to start with one who regrets joining Next Door, because this will teach you exactly what it is if you don't know. Thought it would be a great place to meet neighbors, but it's one problem after another, and it's a big platform now for people to just vent to a community. I'll save you the trouble. Don't sign up for Nextdoor. It sucks. It's toxic, and it'll only bring you down.
That seems to be the case.
And somebody responds, it's for people who liked Facebook but want more crazy in their lives.
There you go.
That's pretty accurate.
It. Yes.
Somebody posted this. There's a 4-foot-tall child terrorizing local Nextdoor users by running up to all their cameras with an axe at 3 a.m. for 2 straight weekends.
At 3 a.m, that's probably not a child.
That's what I would guess as well.
Yeah, with an axe.
With an axe, yes.
Well, it's 2023. Why would that upset anybody? Everything's right? Calm and normal.
Everything's cool.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Is he wearing a mask?
That's not great. They put a...
screen grab of him?
No, emoji over his face. You can't tell.
But, I mean, we got to be like, is this your child? That should be pretty easy to tell.
I would think so. Wow. But a child out at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that's probably... if he's got an axe.
I mean, there are little people.
Axes at 3 a.m. running up to people's front doors. Wow.
This was labeled snow penis. At 5:45 a.m., I saw and heard some people in my front yard and saw that they appeared to be making a snowman.
But
I thought, fine.
That's nice.
Let them have their fun.
Sure.
Till I saw this morning that they were actually making a snow penis. Whoever you are as tacky as you are inconsiderate. And stay off my property.
Get off my lawn.
That's a pretty good...
Come on.
That's
what's
a pretty
wrong
good
with a
snow
nice
penis.
Giant snow penis.
Here's hilarious, and I don't know exactly why this is happening, but neighbors, I am looking to get my hands on some live adult raccoons.
Whoa.
As a little present for my not-so-nice neighbors.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm looking for at least 12 to 15 of those suckers, and I'm going to have my handyman pop them in and around a couple of my cranky neighbors' houses.
So, I mean, if you're asking your neighbors to help find these, but they don't know which neighbors are going to get the treat ultimately.
Correct. And also, who just has a dozen raccoons on call?
You can get your paws on a few of those, no problem.
Just send out a little message to their beeper.
Wow.
911. Grandpa said beeper. If anyone in the area has got any raccoons ready and available or just knows a guy, please message me.
Hey, I know a guy.
I know a guy. You know that raccoon thing.
You need a raccoon fix? Yeah, I can smack your bitch up on that.
Help with cat. This is Next Door App Weekend Update. Okay, so I have a problem. My cat, Tiffany, loves to be an indoor-outdoor cat. The problem is, every time she goes out, she ends up in a fight, and she loses 100% of the time because she's so small and untrained. Does anyone have any experience with feline self-defense training?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a feline trainer that you recommend? I feel like if she just had a few basic combat skills,
wow,
she could hold her own a little better.
You guys know where Cat Fight Club is around here? She needs to pick up some pointers.
That is pretty great.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And finally, mysterious bath. I think someone broke into my house and gave my dog a bath. What are the odds of that? That would be the funniest thing ever if somebody actually broke into a house just to give the dog a bath.
Because the dog stinks. And you're like, you know what? You're not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
She smells fresh and clean. And I know it wasn't me. It's kind of freaking me out. Has anyone else's dog been given mysterious baths by unknown burglars? Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of them. Just hit me up.
That's kind of making me want to do that now, actually. I just had a rule. If a song has a laugh in it, it makes me like it. There's a laugh in a song.
And it's kind of an evil laugh.
Yeah.
Makes you like it more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. Yeah. When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo. Ooh. They ought to know.
drug dealers in Japan forget their pot stash in rental car. Japanese customer service has a well-deserved reputation as being among the finest in the world.
I bet. I believe it.
But these guys, two guys, 20 years old in Japan, turned in their rental car and walked away. They didn't have a car at the time.
Right.
And then they called back and they said, quote, "We forgot something in the car."
Well, at least they didn't say weed.
"We're coming to pick it up, so don't you dare look at what's inside it."
Oh, well, then why did you say that part?
Why would
you say
that
part? You were doing okay at first. Yeah.
That part guarantees they looked.
Of course.
So they went in and looked, and they found 15 bags of weed.
Wow. 15 big bags? Giant bags?
I don't think so. It seems like it was a smaller amount.
Oh.
And then they called the police, and the police got there before the guys. Because the guys were walking.
Dumbasses.
So when the police got there, they arrested them, and they took them for questioning, and they placed them under arrest for possession with intent to sell.
You just, first of all, you don't forget it. You don't forget the product. Product is
that
number one.
That does seem important.
Always make sure you know where that
is. But if you forget it,
you don't call up and say whatever you do, don't look at it.
I would not say anything. I think
I would just head back, see,
as fast
scope
as I could.
The situation out, see if there's any cops around. If there are, well, we need to get into
dealing
drugs.
But we're better drug dealers than they are.
Clearly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Give me five.
Somebody.
Songs with somebody in them.
Yeah, somebody.
In the title?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to do that at 5 o'clock. First, we're going to talk about life hacks. My former partner, Bean, and Allie brought this up on their podcast.
Mm-hmm. What's that called? A cup of tea?
A cup of tea and a chat.
Right. Yes. It should have been a chat with a broad or something. A chat abroad.
Sure. I mean, Allie had a better name. Sure.
Yes. Of course she did. But whatever. Okay.
But they brought this up, and I feel like it didn't get its due. So what? I'm going to give you two life hacks.
Okay.
That are both, if I might say so, genius.
All right. These are ones you came up with on your own? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You've done them?
Yes.
They work?
No, I've not done one of them.
Okay.
But you'll agree that it would work.
Okay. All right.
And then we're going to take your calls on your life hacks at 818-955-KLOS.
Kind of define a life hack.
Well, you sort of figured out a shortcut to make things better for yourself.
Right. To do something in a better way that works out, you know.
It's a little easier and it works out better for you.
All right. I do that constantly with all the stupid jobs I do. I'm always looking for some way to take a shortcut that doesn't kill quality.
Everybody wants a life hack.
Yes.
So my first one was people who are getting married.
Okay.
You usually get in the best shape of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're usually young.
Right.
You take that picture.
Yep.
You put the picture up in your living room.
Right.
Then you sort of start decaying as you get older, and you never look that good again.
Never. Nope.
So people that walk in the house go, "Oh, they used to look like that." And I look at them.
Well, it looks like it's been about 30 years, huh? Well, 15,
so what you do
actually.
Is you plump up a little.
Okay, before the wedding?
Yes. Now the picture is you plumped up.
Okay.
And for the rest of your life, you look great by comparison. People go, "Oh, you look great."
But doesn't that
kind of
kill
secret?
The honeymoon? I mean, isn't that, you know, you're just not feeling quite as good about yourself, so it's not quite as much fun. You're not as in good a shape. But I like the idea. I love the idea.
It makes total sense.
It does.
In that you're trading that momentary joy for a lifetime of compliments.
Right. Wow, wait a minute. This is what happened. You guys look great now.
You'll hear that all your life.
Yeah.
In your 20s,
right.
In your 30s.
All right.
And you can do it on your second and third weddings as well. It always
works. You probably
works.
Will anyway. That
so
sure.
That's one life.
All right. That's good. I like that.
If you have some, call us at 818-955-KLOS. And the second one is everybody has somebody in their life that they can't get off the phone with.
They don't know when to stop talking.
You can give them every ending statement ever.
Oh, my God. The house is on fire. Well, I probably better go.
Been really great catching up with you. You start softer than
sure.
The house is on
no,
fire.
No, the roof just caved in. Well, there's certain people I know that I have to do that with.
Right. But then they don't get the hint.
No, they don't. No, never.
So here's
they don't
what I've learned.
It. Or they start to, and then they're like, "Oh, by the way."
You know, phones can get disconnected. But if the phone gets disconnected while they're talking, they'll get their feelings hurt.
Right.
So you jump in and start saying something related to their conversation.
Right.
And hang up on yourself.
Oh,
no
I
one
see.
Would. They would never think. Why
you wouldn't
did that
hang
guy
up on
hang
yourself.
Hang up on himself.
Right.
The line went dead.
You know what? I've actually done that.
I have too. I've done that many times.
Yeah, me too. Actually, over the years.
So hang
and
up
then,
on
like,
yourself.
You know, like the next day, you're like, I don't know, my phone just went dead. Yeah. That was so annoying. I tried calling you back, and liars.
That's the thing that happens all the time.
You gotta do that kind of stuff sometimes.
So that's also a second life
that's
hack.
That's a good life hack.
And you're welcome. 818-955-KLOS. You have or heard a great life hack, give us a call.
Kevin, did you know today is National Bat Appreciation Day?
I did not know that.
Ozzy tweeted earlier today, since it's National Bat Appreciation Day, they've dropped some new bat designs in the Ozzy store. If you want to go fire some bat up.
We're talking about life hacks. Shortcuts.
Yeah, tell them the one that you have done a couple times. I've done a couple times.
Oh, the hanging up thing?
Yeah.
So there are times when you can't get people off the phone and they don't take the gentle hints that you're giving. Well, it was great to catch up. Well, it was really good to talk to you. That kind of stuff usually gets the message.
Well, I'm
across.
Here. I guess I better go.
But they don't get it and they keep talking and talking. So butt in and while you're talking, hang up on yourself. Because they would never think that you would hang up on yourself. Because you can get out of that phone conversation.
Because that is truly sneaky. Yeah. That is truly. And they think, well, I thought I knew my friend. I didn't think they would
do something
like that. I
don't know what happened to my phone.
And then someone called and apparently didn't want their boss to know or recognize their voice.
Right.
Because he asked us not to put him on the air. But what did he say?
You set your alarm to the sound of your phone. And then you set it. If you're going into a meeting, you know it's going to be dull. Set it for 20 minutes in and then go, I'm sorry, I got to take
this. Oh, God, I got to take this call.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
I like that one. That's a good one. I love that he didn't want to go on the air.
I know, I love that, too.
So voice we're
talking about life hacks. You have one?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Let's hear it.
So if there's a lot of traffic on the freeway, you just drive on the shoulder with your emergency lights on. It only works for fat people, by the way.
Wait, why? Why did it only work for fat people?
Good question.
Because you drive on the shoulder, and if you do get pulled over by the police, you just tell them that you're having a heart attack and you're driving to the nearest hospital.
Wow. Wow.
But anyone can have a heart attack.
Yeah, but, you know, it works a lot better for us fat folks, you know.
You're one of them. Have you done that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've done it, but luckily I haven't been pulled over, but I have that ace in the hole, you know.
You got that in your back pocket ready to go.
Sir, I'm having a heart attack, please.
Let us know if you try it and it works or not.
Yeah. And we don't encourage it, but we're amused by it. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Life hacks that you've come up with or you've heard. Talking about life hacks.
Yeah, you got a list here?
Well, there's some interesting ones.
Yes, please.
For your passcode, use an accented letter.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hold down the letter and it'll be like an accent over it or something like that.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
It'd be a lot harder to guess.
No kidding.
If you're taking pizza home and you want to keep it hot, turn on the seat warmer.
Aha! I like it.
Never thought of that.
That's a good one.
As long as you have seat warmers, yeah. For iced coffee and iced cappuccinos, use frozen coffee cubes.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've always meant to do that, and I never have gotten around to it.
Really?
Because, I mean, it just sucks as it waters it down. It makes it worse and worse as you go. I like my coffee strong.
It doesn't water it down, though, because it's coffee.
No, I mean like regular ice.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I just like it. I like it strong with no sugar, no cream, nothing. So that's a great
idea. To remove the stem from strawberries, use a straw. You stick it up through the bottom and it moves the gets rid of the stem immediately.
That's a fresh thing. I don't need anything that grows off the earth.
Use nail polish to identify different keys. Just color them different colors on the top.
Ah, that's a good one.
Some other life hacks.
Yeah.
And put pancake mix in a ketchup bottle for a no-mess experience.
Ah, I like that.
That's pretty good.
Squirt it out into that little pan and you're good to go.
KLOS, you have a life hack?
Well, this is kind of more for safety. When you're in have to get gas and you're in a really bad area, there's a bunch of weirdos at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Just slam your door real hard, start slamming everything around, start cussing under your breath, and just kind of secret wackle yourself and kind of leave you alone most of the time.
So it's kind of the same advice as when you go to jail, is you got to be crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody
yeah.
wants to mess with you. All right, I like it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
That's a good tip. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, as I understand it, we're going to play one American dollar here pretty soon. My chance to win a buck.
That's correct.
Those are always so hard. They're harder than you would ever think they are.
Yeah, but when you're listening at home, it seems like it's so easy.
And then when you read off the actual answers, you're like, why didn't you say that? Yeah, I said
course.
It.
Of course. That's coming up. Also, give me five songs with somebody in the title.
Oh, yeah. So if you had an idea of somebody in the title, 818-955-KLOS, or we're at Kevin and Slugga. Tell that story on the air right now.
Do it. Tell it on
95.5 KLOS.
And KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Give it five songs in a row in Kevin and
this one.
All right. Song titles with you in it. We're doing that for the 14th day in a row.
Somebody suggested we move on to somebody. Song titles with somebody in the title. 818-955-KLOS. What do you got?
It is Give Me 5-KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I got a song with somebody in it.
Let's hear it.
Somebody, Don Somebody Wrong song. How about that?
What? Who is that by?
I have no idea. No, Neil Diamond. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, it's old. Wow, that's really... I haven't heard that since AM radio.
I don't remember that either.
Somebody done somebody wrong. Oh, I totally remember that. Wow.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks. Maybe we'll dig it out. We'll go down to the AM station downstairs and raid their library. Thanks, dude.
Kayla West, hello.
Yeah. I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's not exactly our type of music.
Yeah, but we might. Why not? If we're going to do the AM song, the old song, let's do Whitney as well.
Sure.
Or maybe this one.
Somebody done somebody wrong song.
Nope.
Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong?
This was on the station I first met you at, Kevin.
Yeah, I hated it.
Cool in Phoenix. Did you actually play this record?
I don't remember.
Are you buzzing this song?
Yes, I don't. This is a bad song.
I had to actually look it up. I did not remember. No, really? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Right, but it says songs with the word somebody in the title, and it certainly fits. We had one gentleman call who knew what it was. He said, BJ Thomas.
Yes. We like them to be good songs with somebody in the title.
Wow, somebody give me a doctor! Van Halen. Okay, well, see, now I want to watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
It was like staring at the graffiti in the dugout during that romantic moment.
Sure.
It's like
that's not the
perfect
part of the movie I'm thinking about. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're doing Gimme Fives, song titles with somebody in them. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Right on. Hey, I got an idea for the somebody topic coming up soon.
Yes.
Somebody Loved by Queen.
Good one.
That's excellent. A good one. Thank
Who
you.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Chris. I'm from Lake Elsinore.
Squirrels, 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 and more squirrels.
I think that's...
No?
Right.
I... Huh?
Nope.
I need dollars.
Yeah! I do. I do indeed need a buck.
Time for one American dollar. Category today is
for
the
details.
Most instantly recognizable celebrity faces.
Most instantly recognizable celebrity faces. So, like,
yes.
Of all time?
Yes.
Going back through history?
Yes.
Huh. All right.
I mean, I doubt there's anybody from, 55 BC.
It's gonna I make know the a list. Couple. They were really cool. There were some good rock singers back then.
Most instantly recognizable celebrity faces.
Huh. All right. All right.
And I'll give you a hint. Only three of them are in entertainment.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, they're okay. All right. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Seems like is correct.
Oh,
sweet. Oh, I like it when I get one right out the gate.
What are the chances of that?
That seems good.
Wow.
The first thing that leapt to mind, and speaking of a very long time ago, and it doesn't make any sense because nobody knows what he looks like.
Right.
But everybody, you see a drawing of Jesus, and you know it's Jesus. So Jesus...
Sorry.
Well, good, because that was ridiculous. All right, the flip side of that would be Hitler. Everybody knows what Hitler looks like. Oh, so Hitler makes your list, but not
It's not
Jesus.
My list.
Yeah, where'd this come from?
Hitler is number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
this
you
comes
see.
From a site
he
called
is the, number two.
The top tens, and people vote on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
All right, so you got two.
Wow. Only two of them in entertainment, though.
Yes.
Wow, that's rough. I'm going to have to go with one entertainer. I'm going to say Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah, because she rules. Wait, I got three?
You got four guesses and you got three right.
And how many more do I have to get?
Two more guesses to get one.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
That's pretty good. You're on fire.
I should stop celebrating
Most
right now.
Most instantly
though.
Recognizable celebrity faces.
Huh.
Miss it.
Well, I'll go with one more entertainer, Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis Presley.
We got one more guest to get it right.
Damn it. Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dicky.
Sorry.
Ah, damn it. I knew I couldn't celebrate.
You lose.
Oh, it's so close.
You may have a problem with some of these, and I do too.
Okay, sure.
Number 10 is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, that's fine. I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Marilyn Monroe. You got that.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Charlie Chaplin.
Ah! Oh, yeah! Okay.
Number 7, you're going to love.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Number 6, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, I don't even know what he looks like. I can't picture him. Looked like.
I know who he is,
but okay. I just can't picture his face. That's weird.
Number 5, you got Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
Number Abraham 4, Lincoln. Albert Einstein.
Oh, there's a good one.
Number 3,
that's a good one.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Bean would agree with that. That would have been his first guess.
Number 2, he was really celebrating Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, that's awful.
And number 1 is Michael Jackson.
Ha!
Ha! You lose!
I lose nothing!
Woo! Good day, sir!
I said good day, sir!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. People send us a lot of good stories to talk about here on KLOS.
Yep.
But videos of 12-foot pythons in a toilet? Don't need to see.
You love it. I mean, you said you watched it several times.
Go ahead and keep that to yourself.
You just need to watch it. You need to torture yourself.
Just it's can't.
Interesting phenomenon.
Don't need it.
Phenomenon. No.
And people are dumb. Two 20-year-olds turned in their rental car but left their weed in it.
And then called up and said, hey, we left something in the back seat. We're coming to get it. Don't you dare look at it.
Don't you dare look at it.
Which makes you look at it.
Of course. And Sluggo failed to win $1 American by naming 4 of the top 10 most recognizable celebrity faces.
That's not what happened at all.
That's how I remember it.
You're crazy.
That's how I remember it.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Joy to the World from Three Dog Night hit number 1 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1971. It was parked there for 6 weeks. After a night of drinking 10 pints of beer the night before, Joe Strummer of The Clash ran the London Marathon on this day in rock in 1983 in 4 hours and 13 minutes. Davy Jones, the monkey, turned up on SpongeBob SquarePants on this day in rock in 2009 playing Davy Jones, the monkey.